Far behind, the enemy chases him on foot with stun pikes. Now they're the ones without horses, and they've no chance to get back the owl standard that glitters in his muddy hands. The cook, unconscious across my saddle. We ride under the starry night, back to our battle-torn highlands. The three of us, laughing, cheering, howling. Chapter 27. The House of Rage. We find Roke at Phobos Tower, with Leah, Screwface, Clown, Thistle, Weed and Pebble. We have 8 horses, 2 stolen at the lake, 6 stolen in the castle. We add them to our plan. Cassius, Severo and I cross the bridge that spans the river Metos. An enemy scout bolts north to warn Mustang. Our other stolen horses, led by Antonia, follow once the scout is away, looping north. Roke, horseless, loops south. My horse alone is not covered with mud. She is a bright mare, and I am a bright sight. I carry Minerva's golden standard in my left hand. We could have hidden it, could have kept it safe, but they need to know we have it, and even though Severo stole it, he doesn't want to carry it. He likes his curved knives too much. I think he whispers to them. And Cassius we need for other things besides carrying the standard. Plus, if he carried it, then he would look the leader. And that will not do. Dead silence as we ride through our lowlands. Fog seeps around the trees. I cut through it. Cassius and Severo ride to either side. I cannot see or hear them now, but wolves howl somewhere. Severo howls back. I struggle to keep my seat as the mare spooks. I fall off twice. Cassius's laughs come from the darkness. It's hard to remember I'm doing all this for Io. All this to start a rebellion. It feels like a game this night. In a way it is, because I'm finally beginning to have fun. Our castle is taken. Firelight along its ramparts tell me this. The castle stands high above the glen on its hill, its torches making strange halos in the fog-quilted darkness. My horse's hooves thump softly on wet grass, as to my right, the Metas gurgles like a sick child in the night. Cassius rides there, but I cannot see him. "Reaper!" Mustang shouts through the mist. Her voice is not playful. She's 40 meters off, near the base of the sloped road that leads to the castle. She leans forward, arms crossed over the pommel of her saddle. 6 riders flank her. The rest must be garrisoning in the castle, otherwise I'd hear about it. I look at the boys behind her. Pax is so large that his pike looks like a scepter in his huge mitts. "Lo, Mustang." "So, you didn't drown. That would have been easier." Her quick face is dark. "You are a vile breed, you know that?" She's been inside the keep, and she doesn't have words for her anger. "Rape? Mutilation? Murder?" She spits. "I did nothing," I say, "and neither did the proctors." "Yes, you did nothing. Yet now you have our standard, and what? Handsome somewhere out there in the mist. Go ahead. Pretend you're not their leader, like you're not responsible." "Titus is responsible." "The big bastard?" "Yes, Pax laid him low." She gestures to the monster of a boy beside her. Pax's hair is shorn short, his eyes small, chin like a heel with a dent in it. Beneath him, his horse looks like a dog. His bare arms are flesh stretched over boulders. "I didn't come to talk, Mustang." "Come to cut my ear off?" she sneers. "No. Goblin did." Then one of her men slips screaming from his saddle. "What the—" a rider murmurs. Behind them, knives already dripping, Severo howls like a maniac. A half-dozen other howls join his, as Antonia and half her Phobos garrison ride from the north hills on the stolen mud-black steeds. They howl like mentals in the mist. Mustang's soldiers wheel about. Severo takes another one down. He doesn't use stun pikes. Medbots scream through the sky, which is suddenly filled with proctors. All of them have come to watch. Mercury trails behind the rest, carrying an armful of spirits, which he tosses to his fellows. Each of us peers up to watch their strange appearance. The horses continue to run. Time pauses. "To the fray!" Dark Apollo mocks from on high. His golden robes show he's just risen from bed. "To the fray!" Then chaos hits as Mustang shouts orders, strategy. Four more horsemen ride down the sloped road from the gate to support her troop. My turn. I slam Minerva's standard upright into the earth and scream bloody murder. I kick my heels into my mare. She lurches forward, almost losing me. My body shudders as she pounds the moist earth with her hooves. My strong left hand grips the reins, and I draw my sling blade. I feel a helldiver again when I howl. The enemy scatters as they see me raging toward them. It is the rage that confuses them. It is the insanity of Severo, the manic brutality of Mars. The horsemen scatter, except one. Pax jumps from his horse and sprints at me. "Pax Autelamanus!" he screams, a titan possessed, foaming at the mouth. I dig my heels into my horse and howl. Then Pax tackles my horse. His shoulder hits my horse's sternum. The beast screams. My world flips. I fly out of my saddle, over my horse's head, and crash to the ground. Dazed, I stumble to my knee in the hoof-churned field. Madness consumes the field. Antonia's force crashes into Mustang's flank. They have primitive weapons, but their horses are shock enough. Several Minervans fly from the saddle. Others kick their mounts toward their abandoned standard, but Cassius appears out of the fog at a gallop and swipes the standard away to the